we spoke about the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are chayev, and Milchas Hinuches has, you know. That's one question, and then we had another question. How does that make up a whole new category of mitzvahs called Pirsum Meisa with the five Nafkaminis? We answered that one question, answers the other question. Chazal based themselves on the paradigm, Pirsum Meisa Doraisa, of the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, we brought a riot, this is true from my Rebbe's Pshat, in the Yotel Shabbos HaGadol. We don't make the bracha of Shos and Nisim on our Bekosos because we wait until Asher Go'alonu. Asher Go'alonu is primarily a mitzvah on the bracha on the Haggad itself, not on the coast. You see, the two are connected to each other. We brought a riot from the Birke Yosef. We brought a Taj Beitz. We brought a Rav Avadya. And we discussed a little bit the source, whether it comes from the Hekesh, as the Cheshek Shlomo said it, or it comes from Zohar, the Rambam Zohar, Shema Shabbos Akasha, was as Minchas Chinuch suggested, or it comes from Matzah, as the Stipe suggested, or as it comes from Matzah Zevech Pesach Ul Hashem, as I had suggested, and I found that Rashi seems to say something along those lines. And it was helpful, because this, according to the Tziv we saw last week, in Parashas HaChodesh, the word michsas, it tells you you have to be mark of the Korban Pesach, even if you have no money, is the source for the min of Arba Kosos. They have to get money from stock as well. See that connection. Then we spoke about the idea of the Avnei Nezer, which we spoke about, has this yisod that Pirsuma Nisa has to be something which is obvious. It's only known to the intellectual elite. You cannot call it Pirsuma Nisa, because not so before some. That's his pshat in the din of Shmiya Samigila. Kriya is not before some, but Shmiya is. We don't only chayav in Shmiya, not Kriya. It's pshat in the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Now, on that basis, what about the mitzvah Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim? Maybe we also shouldn't say Shomei Ka'ona there either. The Gemara says you do. Nav Kufta Zayim and Beis. So we explained that perhaps there were really two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Zohar Sayom Hazeh, a separate mitzvah. And that's found in the first Mishnah on Kuf Tezayim we saw last time. Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, good. I appreciate it. We'll see soon. And the next Mishnah, which talks about Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So we could suggest that this idea of Matzazu, we say Shemei Kona, Kufta Zayim and Beis, that's because it's only referring to the part of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, which is the prat in the mitzvah of Matzah. So then you say Shemei Kona. But perhaps, and that's why the Gemara says over there, Klar, that if you hold Matzah as Matzah, the Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan. Sipur is a freestanding mitzvah, it has nothing to do with matzah. It would be chayav d'oraisa b'zman l'chol hadeis. So therefore, we could argue that perhaps it's possible to say that with respect to the classic case of Sipur Tzis Mitzrayim, the real mitzvah independently, maybe you would not say Shemei Ka'ona, according to the Yisod of the Avnei Nezer, that Pirsuma Nisa, you would not say Shemei Ka'ona. Yeah? Fine. Pashim Shah Nakamara is not referring to the mitzvah, the Ika mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, Vigata Lebincha, you have to tell someone else. I can say Shemei Kona. I have to tell my son, what kind of Shemei Kona? It doesn't really add up. I have to tell him. It can't be Shemei Kona. Remember the, how should I put it to you? There's a question in, do you say Shemei Kona? By Birchas Kohanim. Did we go through that last week? I don't think we're going to do this. This is a machloikas between my Rebbe's great-grandfather and his great-great-grandfather. The Beis HaLevi in the Tziv. Beis HaLevi writes in the end of Bereishis by Chanukah, you do not apply the principle of Shomei Ka'ona with respect to Birchas Kohanim. right? We have some kohanim in the room. He says, Kohen has laryngitis. So get up there, Pesach. It'll be Yosef Shemei Kohen. He says, no. Why not? Amar lahem b'kol rum. Frekta Nitziv in Meshav Dover, he heard somebody said this. He says, it's incorrect. It's incorrect. It's incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Because Mikra Bikurim also requires b'kol rum. Vanisa v'amarta requires b'kol rum. And that's a classic case of Shomei Kona. If I cared, you want to say it, they won't let you say it. They do metakin below plug, and the Kohen says it for you. Not to embarrass those who didn't know how to say it. So on this basis, let us take a look at Bavaja and see how where this takes us. Okay. You have to do every single page separately?
I'm going to try again.
Okay, let's see what we can do here.
Well, it's
loaded. It's not loaded yet. Okay, we'll go on. We'll put it on later. So don't worry about it.
We can just do each page. I don't know
which one starts. Right, no, but doesn't write short. Oh, Chaf. So.
I get to start the next one.
Page Shin Chaf. Well, you're missing two pages. If could be I skipped it on the. You get. Could we barrel on skip those pages? Okay, let's assume I skip the pages. We'll start with Shin Chaf Bay. Get me back to Shin Chaf Bay. It's good. Stop. Okay, well, his discussion over here is whether you apply bonos are included in the mitzvah of Vigata Lebincha. Maybe Bincha means only Lashon Zachar. Okay. Look what he says. He says, the Ramah writes, you shouldn't give matzah erev Pesach to a cotton. Could be atal bincha. And if he fills himself with matzah erev Pesach, can't say bava is that it's not a chiddush of sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, ein chile ben cotton l'ktana. You see, klar, af lebas ktana tzrichim l'sapa l'abitzias mitzrayim. Meridik. Chayoda, Mishnah Brura, Kafa Chaim, Muchagat Barenum, as a cost of the Behigat Labin Cholav Dafka, Lagam Labas. Shere Bazet told his soda Muna, Matasab of Ozzy Bincho Ben Bincho, Vidat the Kenny Hashem, the man of the Chalabay Zebin Bono Labonos. Okay? Then he says, if someone disagrees, but then says, Ben, it's not Bas. No, Rabbi Weiss, that's incorrect. Incorrect. He wants to say, they're saying bincha lo bincha, as you say in Kiddushim, b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. Yeah. Yeah, look at this. Talk about politically incorrect. Don't answer. I said, yom yom b'neichem, bincha, v'lo b'nos. Are you kidding me? That's what he quotes. He says, no, Chayav Lahashiva, we have Nashu Chayav Svagoda. Okay. That's how we start. Other Rabbi Vaj is 100% correct. B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem is a drushas chazal. We're not Tanoim. We don't make our own drushas. We don't find it. That's a unique drusha the chazal said over there. Does not apply over here. He writes as follows. Bonus bechlav bonal in yitzeh, right? Noshem chayav svagodah b'siv b'siyas mitzrayim. Oh, watch this now. Av sheyotzos mitshmiya midin shomeya ka'ona. So shomeya ka'ona got thrown in here for the first time. Look at that. So by the chodim of bnei bonos, I forget I didn't bring my own edition of this. Hope it's not on the page that we skipped already. Two pages are not. Some I didn't make it into the print.
Which
One second. Oh, here we go. I found it. It's in the footnote. Here we say, Sifri Chazon Avad Echelik Beis. Kosafti Lochiak B'Mishor. Me'a Gemara P'sochim Kufta Zayma Beis. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshel, who owned him Hagoda, the Botan, who motzien is Achem Lechovasan. You ought to see this? It's a little small print. You can read it? Can I make it bigger? Where would I make this bigger? Yeah. Plus,
yeah.
This. Now, Machaya. One more? Okay, I'm going to read it now. Sheshomea Hagoda, Pia Machuya, the mitzvah. Bekivnu amashmiel lotziva shemiel lotziv lechovas mitzvah harve keilu omar shemias agoda biatzma shene shemia kona gam mitzvah agoda shel pesach vene shemir kem avur berishonim ulafuke merav shevach pesach. Get bigger? No, it's too fast. Shevach pesach shene stavik bedava ki shema kema shem mitzvah lehadik lachayim moshkot vatat bincha. And the Yochel Otsi is Chavir Abishmir. And the Tzorach Shri Otsi is Advar Mipiv. Hagon Chikwelei, Marchelei, Hagon Marie Najar, Moad Hashem. Hamay Heitim Advarim, you see, Shigam Kshem Mesubim Yachtav Lel Pesach Mishpachos Rabos, Horim Uvneim Vnosein, Verosh Mishpacha Shu Godol, Habayis, Kari Agodo, Umechai Vnotsi, Yidei Chova, Kulam Yotsim, Yidei Chova, Sigat Lebincho, Bidishamei Kona. Vein Tzorach Shikolechet Yomar Bifiv, Nevonu Zagoda. Afsha Rav Goyin, Rav Yaakov Kanyevsky, Besef Akilas Yaakov, Brocha Simeon Alves Osei, Kosov Lechadish. So, Mamasha Tzivso Atorah Shalom Yidav Lechavero, Lo Aminah Shemei Kona, Velochein, Birchos Kohanim, She Yisora Mitzahu, She Yomar Brocha Sli Yisrael Hashomim, Im Kohen Achem, Averro Bekorom, Mishah Konim Shomim, Lo Mahani, Bezadin Shemei Kona, She Nechshev Asamir Li Yisrael, De Masha Hakonim Shomim, Mechavrem Hakohen, Umiskavim Losez Vishmiyah, Shula lo nema v'din shmei kona v'sorach yin ad kan stipla v'yim kein gam kan shikos v'gata l'bincho lo mahani din shmei kona avos v'ma shokach lo d'shap yin mahani v'chein iskim v'gdol yachronim ein diri akilas yakam v'chrochem l'dino. We'll look at that. He quotes from Shlomo Grossman, Zalman Grossman, quotes his Rebbe, the Akilas Yakam. Afshin מדיבי אחרון ממש משגם את משפחו צרבס מסוב מיחד לעוסדם יוס נחבוס ומירס בעל בייס של משפחו קודם כל כיוון שאיפה שאין יוס נחבוס מגוון לך מנחו הנה שליח צורך שכל אב יום החם הגוד לבנו ושהיסים הגריש של יושב שליטו שמה שכסבנו אין סורי בזה שגם בזה אמינו שמי הקהונה זה מפורש של גמרה זה black and white זה blue מפורש של גמרה מן קופתה זה אין מנבייס. Before Shigamara, it's enough. There's no problem. Is it continuing? That's the end. Hold on. I need the end. Yeah, that's the end. That's what I wanted to show you. Before Shigamara. Now it's interesting. My Rebbe quoted that his great grandfather said the same thing. And the Tziv asked Akash against him. And the Tziv was, you know. He asked the Kasha, if I recall correctly, he doesn't say where it is, you know, who said it, but, you know, where's Bar Ilan? This is it?
No, I didn't put it
up. Oh. From Hebrew books to Bar Ilan, it's a whole adjustment. There we go. That's fine. Let's take a look in the Shuvas. Achronim, Meshiv Dover. Meshiv Dover, Chelek Aleph. Zion. Bigger. Whoa.
What?
Watch this. Niman didn't show the yochel lahotzi bebirchas chaverik labeshay brachas against the stipler, against the beis halevi. The local motion shamati michocham echad. The guy birchas konim atzma. Yochalotzi. No, Hemes birchas konim any yochalotzi. I'm sorry, he say no. But tam is a shamati. Should have been in korum. Usrada shemeh konim lomatzina medaber bilvad. In other words, shemeh the works that you're a medaber, but not any specifics. As they say that in this Rogachava, why everyone says the 10 sons of Haman. Because the Kemish Yosei Vinishim Achas. I thought that's incorrect as well. You can. The last one, the Kriyas HaTorah Motzin Es HaMavorach Es HaTzibur Afagad HaBinin Dafka Shikha B'toch HaKsav Pasha Zohar B'Sefer Echa Motzi Rabin Mikra B'Kuri Meish La'akshos because it says in Bevir you need Kol Rom Afiloch Echa Motzi Es Chaveiro. It's the difference with the Tzvilah. So my Rebbe said that the Tziv got the Beis HaLevi wrong. He didn't mean that by duchening, it's not just a question of kol rum being a condition, the technicality, vanisa v'marta b'kol rum. No, omar lehem, communication, speak to them. I'm keeping my mouth closed, you speak to them, I'm shomei konet. It just doesn't make sense. That's what my Rebbe said, it just doesn't make sense. So the question becomes, Rebbeinu shel olam, my Rebbe is against the Mefurash Gemara, because the Gemara has over here enough kuf tazayin of base. Rabbi Rav Yosef, they were blind, and the whole people, they said they're good for everybody else, and they were motzi them. What happened to the other people? They had sons. What happened to Vigatal Lebincha? So we say, no, we're not discussing Vigatal Lebincha over there. We're discussing Mitzvah's Matzah. It's the second mission, not the first mission. This prat was in Mitzvah's Matzah, not derived from Vigatal Lebincha. That is not a mitzvah to talk to your friend. And you say, Shemei Kona. Memela, we can knock out the raya of the stipler that he brought, the women of Chayim and Tzipri Tzias Mitzrayim. No. No. They're not Chayim and Tzipri Tzias Mitzrayim. They're Chayim and Matzah. Matzah Zug, that's part of the Chi of Matzah. Okay, so the Maisa, the Chayim and Tzipri Tzias Mitzrayim through the back door of Matzah. You understand very well. Oh, I understand very well to understand the Mishnah Brura. Share an interesting Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura. Tough Ayin Gimel. Watch this. Sheshavino Hanoshim. You have to say it in English. Art scroll. The Rimi Lundris came from London. He was the first art scroll. He made the Haggadah in English so the women should understand. Sheinah Hanoshim Chayavas and Mitzvahs Alayla. Mir Haggadah. Canal. Chenachiv Gamal Meshareses. Shetez the Rachel Ashulchan and the Tishma Kol Haggadah. They're cooking. What about the rest of it? So I'm suggesting like this. Women are taka potter, according to this in Mahalach, from CPTS Mitzrayim. You're only chayiv and matzah. And you have to say these three things, otherwise you're not yotzei mitzvah matzah properly. So maybe the only chayav from Rabbi Gamliel Omer and not before. Okay, Rabbosai, this is a continuation of last week's shiur. But now we come to the Rambam. Did I show the Rambam last week? I think so. Maybe not. If we did, we'll see it again. So again, the chinuch held, Rabbosai, the chinuch held klar that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of sipur yetzias Mitzrayim and women are chayav. Zayin Aleph, right. We'll see it again. Chometz u'matzah. So the Rambam writes over here, the mitzvah Zechira. Zochas ha'yom hazeh. We saw last week that the Minchas Chinuch was medayik from the Rambam that women are only chayav in five mitzvahs asay. Did I show that Rambam? I don't think I showed that one. I'll show it inside. I think we saw the Minchas Chinuch last week. Let's take a look at the Rambam himself. Always good to see the Rambam himself. Rambam tells you what the five of them are. Five? Total of five. Why? I got to press the wrong one. Komitzis. Mitzvah say she's man grama. Noshim Peturis Chutz. What are the big five? Kiddush, Matzah, Pesach. Hakel, Simcha. What did he not mention? He did not mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Didn't mention it. Great raya, right? If you look at the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes Akasha. If you look and say, for Mitzvah L'Rambam, see you, Mr. Sensei, right? Watch this. You can see, of the 248, only have 60. That's it. 60. You're only 60. It tells you what they are. 60. Then he says, of these 60, 46 women are chayef, and 14, they're not chayef. If you go through the list, he gives you the numbers, guess what? Sipur is not one of the mitzvahs that women are not chayef. Not one of them. It's one of the 46, not one of the 14. No, Astir and Rambam. On the one hand, the Minchas Chinuch is correct, he's only chayef in five. And it's not one of them. So it sounds like Potter from Sipur. On the other hand, he says what they're putting from. He also doesn't mention Sipur. Ooh, we can say as follows, Rabbosai. This is like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch over here. It's nothing fundamental. It's telling the Meister, they have 16 off, you have 248, less than one quarter, and they were Chayiv in Mizman Hazeh. And he rattles off 14, the women are putting from. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They are Chayiv. You know why? Through the back door. The Chayiv is through the back door of Matzah. So you can't say they're putting, they really aren't. They're not chayiv in it, but they're not potter either. They're not chayiv mikir adin of sipur, but they're the mice they have to do because of the mitzvah matzah. Wow. That's amazing. Now, if that's the case, we can make the following suggestion. The source and the Torah for Afin Hayaboso Anes is not Sipur, because she's potter from Sipur. That's a chinuch. Rather, the source is the chiyuv of Amiras Pesach Zeh, the Netziv. Din of Chomesh is derived from Korban Pesach, and chiyuv Noshim Achayiv and Sipur Tzius Mitzrayim is derived from Korban Pesach. Not a separate mitzvah, as according to the chinuch. No, it's part of the mitzvah of Pesach, or Matzah, as the stipler said. As the Gemara has in Masechta Song Kufta Zayin, Matzah is Manazed the Rabbanon. So Memela, this would be the Rabbanon. This is the mitzvah of Sipur itself. Only comes from Pesach. If that's the case, you see in the Gemara, Shomer Kohen applies even to Pesum and Issa. Ah, that's what we said until now. Because the whole source of the mitzvah. Is this Kuf Tezayin? Not that we said before that the main mitzvah is Sipur, and now there's another mitzvah called Matzah, and we're discussing all the mitzvah of Matzah. No, but we're saying now this is the main mitzvah, and nonetheless we apply the principle of Shomei Kona. See, Shomei Kona applies to mitzvah Pesum and Issa, which is the model of Sipur, which comes from the Matzah of Pesach. That'll be against the Avnei Nezer. Okay, it's against the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says try to call to the Bahag. The women cannot be able to men in Megillah. The Ram passed the women can't be able to men in Megillah. Fine. Oh. So there's a problem there, Rabosai. On a simple level, Sipur is part of Pesach Matzah Morah. Those are the Psukim, as we said before. Ma'atam said of Pesach, the Tash Beitz, Matzah Lechamoni, Stipler said. And where do you get Sipur as an independent mitzvah, if it exists? From Yigata Lebincha. That's what we said until now, right? That's what the sounds of the Sefer HaChinuch. Oh, but then the question becomes, what does the Rambam hold as far as Rabbi Gamliel Omer? What do you say? Let's read the Rambam together. Kol mishalo omash loshet vorom lechamish osam loyotze echavosu elehen Pesach matzamor. What chiyuv? Till now we said the chiyuv of matzah. You're not be yotze matzah properly, so the Ramban unless we can brachas, unless you say these three things. But that's not the Rambam said. He's talking Perek Zayin about mitzvah of Sipur. Matzah was in Perek Vav. Mitzvah of Sipur. Mitzvah of Sipur. Again, it's a marashor. Because it means matzah. Look what he says. Udvarim o'elu kulam em nikroim hagodah. This is the Haggadah. Pashas Haggadah means the mitzvah of Sipur. You're not yotze Sipur at all. No Svei Dinim. No, we said until now we said the two Dinim. Sipur is independent mitzvah, and Sipur is part of Pesach Matzamor. It doesn't sound that way from this Rambam. So wait a second. So if women are partner from Sipur is independent mitzvah, because he only counted five and it's not one of them. Yeah. So why did he write and say for mitzvah instead of Chayef? So you could say, there's a second din of Sipur, it's part of mitzvah of matzah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer is not that. But that's very schwer. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's part of matzah, this is more than all the other parts of the Haggadah. Nonetheless, it's part of Haggadah, which is Sipur. It's not a din of matzah. There is no second din. More than that. More Kufta Zayim Bey says, before we said before, it's a din of matzah. Matzah is man said the Rabbanon, so the Chiyuv is the Rabbanon, you can be also with the Summa, as opposed to the main din of Sipur, as we said earlier. Which is certainly the Raisa, you're not also with the Summa. But the Gemara does not mash that way. Summa, Potter, Milomer, Haggadah. I'll show the Gemara again. We saw the Gemara last week. Time to see the Gemara again. Here's the Gemara. Watch this. Suma part of the Haggadah, Bazaar, Bitman Azer, it's fine. Who's that Haggadah? Rav Yosef. Shesh or Sheshes? Kawah, how can it be? That's the Kah, Hamar Amema. Kasavi Rabban, they held Matzah Bizman Azer, the Rabbanan. Whoa. Matzah the Rabbanan, so Sipa is the Rabbanan. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. But the Gemara's lashon over here is Suma Potter Milomar Haggadah. And if the way we understood until now, Haggadah is the Yigat Levincha, is the main mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wait a minute, we're discussing only the mitzvah of Matzah over here. So why are you saying the word Haggadah? Very difficult. And what did they say to these two blind Gedolim? What did they say? Manava Haggadah means Haggadah. According to the stipler, it's good. That's his proof that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim depends upon matzah. If we're saying it's Tzvei Dinim, the two Mishnayos, Halom Mahalach, and we're talking about Gamliel Omer, Lashon Haggadah, Haggadah, it's very shver. So I want to say a Chiddush Nifla V'Nora Admod. Nifla V'Nora. You use the word Haggadah. They tell me every year 700 new Haggadahs come out. That's what they say. Haggadah is the most published book in Jewish history. So where does Haggadah begin? Where does Haggadah end? It's going to, they'll tell you what I mean. It begins by Kadesh, Ruchatz, Kapras, Yachatz, if not earlier. And ends by, Chadgadja, Chadgadja. And it's kind of kids. Okay, that's a silly question. Okay, that's what we assume. However, according to the Rambam, Matei Chiddush Nifla, the Haggadah can fit on one page. How long they're going to make it, I don't know, but it's within a one page. Zochar sayom azeh sheyitosim mitzrayim beis avodim. This is the Rambam's source for the midst of Sibus Yis Mitzrayim. Okay, that's Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Vav and Zayin, Matzah. Ches, v'igata lebincha yom olemar. Think of Chiddush Nifla. The word according to the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs, Zechira and Haggadah. The Iker mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that's called Zechira. So he says, Rambam says, Beferish. V'higadata is only the mitzvah which relates to the matzah. Because look, this is said independently before you ever mentioned matzah, Pasuk Gimel. Vav and Zayin mentions matzah, and Ches mentions V'higadata. And that went in very well. Baba Zeb, what's the Chazal that Baba Zeb B'shosh Yesh? Matzah, where did I get it from? Because the Vav and Zayin are talking all about matzah. That's the mitzvah of Sipur as part of the mitzvah of matzah. So if matzah is matzah, the rabbana, the tzchi would be the rabbana. Go to the suma. Zohar, it's a seven mitzvah. So raisa the chulei alma. You know, barach yuvah the raisa. We said a long time ago, I think Parshas Bo, that maybe only this, the Haggadah, is requires shoshish matzah b'menocha fanecha, not zechira. Make it start the Haggadah, start early. So where in the world is, what is Haggadah? Haggadah is not from Kadesh till Nirtza. It's not even the entire Maggid. No, it's only the part that connects Sibis Shai with matzah. And then the whole discussion with the Sumas Potter, yeah, is discussing only the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matzah, and that's why it's found on the second Mishnah. Ah, why is this in the second? Him. This is Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. Just to refresh your memory from last week. What's an Amud Aleph? Mishnah. Masach B'Gnus Tzah Mishvach. Rami Avodavi. Fine, that's the first Mishnah. The second, Rami Gliel Omer. This is only in the second Mishnah. On both sides, this whole discussion. Why is it over here? Why not? Why isn't it earlier? Tells it earlier, Suma Zucha not going to be able to do it. That's certainly the right of his man Azeh. That's Zechir and Nud Matzah. Oh. So now we come back to the Rambam. Here's the problem. I agree. I concede the problem. I'm trying to prove my point. The Rambam writes over here, V'dvarim Elu Kulam Heir Nikram Agod. What's Kulam? What is Kulam? What is Kulam? Means the entire perek? The whole perek? He talks here about you do shinuyim over here. You make shinuyim. What do you do? Kloyas agozim. That's also part of the Haggadah. Nah. It's only going dvarim elu kulam, only goes on halacha hey. Shlosh dvarim elu. That's it. Does not go on halacha dalid. Doresh arami ovidovi. You call it parsha kula. No, it's true. Kol Amosif Umarif Betrash Parshadurim Meshubach. That's called Zechira. That's not called Haggadah. Oh, we go back to the question of the Stirat in Rambam. But Noshim, where did the Pturis and the Chivir Sipur? It's Magrama. The Chayimid in Matzah or Pesach. That's V'Gadata. And those Psukim are the sources for the Tudim in the Rambam. Zechira and Sipur. So where do you find the word in Shas Haggadah? We just had it now, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis. One more place you'll find it. One more place you'll find it. Watch this. Look carefully. Look carefully, gentlemen. Where is it? Oh. Matzah lefnei kol echad v'yechad. Ein ogres ha-shulchan, lefnei mi she'omer ha-gada. Once again, you find the word ha-gada. Fine. Now, and there's an akibas ha-shulchan, right? You oka the shulchan from the person who has a matzah. Let's see the Rambam and see about akibas ha-shulchan. Perek Ches. Let's look at Perek Ches, gentlemen. Perek Ches. Where is the Nevi Akiva's Hashulchan? Achak Ochen Hashulchan Mekore HaGodol Levado. Okay. If we are right that HaGod has to do with Matzah, we understand very well. He's the one who has the Matzahs. I bring a Raya Brewer from Halacha Dalet. Listen to this Rambam. We all know the oka the shulchan, right? What do we do instead? What do we do? Do we pick up the whole table? What do we do instead? No, what do? You cover the matzahs, right? You cover the matzahs. We do. When the uncle, so you cover. When do you do this? Let's take the halacha base. Adama charoises, fine. Oka the shulchan, and then you pour the second cup, and then you have manishtan. So you cover it by the manishtan, right? Ever covered manishtan? Correct. When you uncover it, anyone know? Forgot from last year. When you uncover the matzahs, manishtana, lala, zeh, kolana, besubin. What happens then? Next words are avonim inu. When you uncover the matzahs, huh? No, you cover them again. When do you uncover the matzahs?
After
manishtana. Avada. Every agada says after manishtana, you uncover the matzahs, because you have to say avonim inu lechem shalom dvarim harbim. You got to say avonim inu when the matzahs are there, exposed. Everyone that is, except for the Rambam. Watch this unbelievable Rambam. So what do you do? Manishtana. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. U'masla b'gnus v'kore ashagoma drash pasha yom avidu kula. The whole maggid. Done. There are no matzahs there. They're not there. The matzahs don't come back onto the Rambam and his Seder until Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Why? Why are they not there the whole time? You need. What's going on over here? He finished the Haggadah. No. The Haggadah is only one page. The Haggadah starts with the words of Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's Haggadah. Until it's called Schira. So you have to have the matzahs there only when you start Begali Aloma. It's a Rambam, it's a Mefurish Rambam. Mefurish. I will concede that the Rambam also holds that we got to tell you something else which is new. That it's not just this idea of Haggadah is in conjunction with Pesach and Matzah. No, I concede that it's something else too. What's that? In the Rambam himself, in Perek Zion, as we saw, the mitzvah is what? Shenema Zochas Yom Hazeh. Fine. How do you know it's the 15th night? Even if there's no bain, but the mitzvah of the bonim, we got the lebincha. All that is derived. That's true. And perhaps from this we are going to learn that the entire zechira should also have this effect of the vigadata. But vigadata proper is only one page. I got it's one page. One page. And that, if you have no son, no one else in the house but you. You have a son, you got to tell him, true. Sipur, Zechira, everything. But to sell your son, that's a mitzvah we call Lichat Chila. And therefore, I'm telling, explaining to you, according to Rav Poskim, Yol say chova sipu b'shomer ka'oneh. No kpeid, everyone has to say it. You know why? 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 Because it's only the chatchila. There's no, the mitzvah zechira. Avadi should do it in the fashion of making sure your son knows it. So my father says, tells to my son. So I'm making sure that my son knows it. I have to say it with the words myself. The machmirim will say, they're all the machmirim. The story they quote from Rabbi Yoshev. Other than machmirim, even if there's no distinction between two different sipur he's betraying, so that by both you don't say shemei kona. They're referring to a situation there was no one else there. There were no children. There were no grandchildren. That was the gemara over there in daf kufta zayin mebeis. Possible. Certainly possible. Oh. Now the gemara has on kufta zayin and aleph. Something very interesting. Watch this. Tana Rabbanan, Chacham b'no sholo, Eino Chacham ishto sholo. V'yimlav, Hu sholo yatzma. V'afilu shnei tamim chachamim, Sholodin lichos Pesach, Sholin zelozeh. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Rambam switched the order around. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Watch this. Ein lo ben ishto shavalosa. Okay, so far, so good. Ein lo isha sholin ze ezeh manishtana halaylo hazeh. That's not the order of the Gemara. It's the only time that you show yourself if there's no one else around. What is discussed there? What happens if your wife is there and if someone else is there? Who is Adif? The Rambam says Ishto is Adif, right? Ain't no manisha shawalasa. Ain't no isha. Shawalin zez del klon chachamim. Why is ishta wadif? Why? Why? Go back to Bavadia. How do I get him? Here?
The top, the middle.
This one?
Yeah?
No. So I have to go backwards, right? Previous.
The beginning of the sermon.
I want to be Chafalaf. Previous. Right, the previous. Oh, wait, maybe not. Maybe next. What do you say? Let's see. He said something which I caught my eye. Ulefi ha'omer mishmer akdima libno shu pochas mi bar mitzvah. Why? So the Bavadja, I don't have time to go into the whole, we can see it earlier. Because once he's over bar mitzvah, he has his own obligation. The Bavadja writes, the main obligation is Lebinichu who doesn't have his own obligation. Pochem bar mitzvah. If Yanni is 90, that's what the Rambam says. Ishto shavala also better than your friend. You know why? She's also potter. Not completely potter. The Rambam's kitzur shulchan aruch, he is a chayev. But from the mitzvah of Sipur per se, where a woman's wife is potter, because she's not one of the big five. Better to tell your wife than tell your friend. Meridik. Where else do you find this idea? Let me tell you this around my Shtigal Torah. This is my Bama. I gave my Bar Mitzvah Torah. So remember the Rambam says over there also. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, the very first Rambam, you only have cotton of if Chayav Lam the Torah, because he's a cotton. Once he's a god, he has his own Chiv. That's why Ishto is better. Ishto is better. Now Beno is ordered because Beno is part of the Gamri. Part of both of you, he's under my mitzvah. His wife is Chayavis and Sipur, only as a Chayavis mitzvah matzah, not as an independent mitzvah. That's why Ishto is better. So this, we're going to chazal one thing, which we spoke about a long time ago. but I don't know if everyone remembers this discussion. We're discussing the question of the Hayara Chasam Sofer, who said you can start to say it a little bit earlier. Barilan, I go on how? Here? So we had discussed, gentlemen, an interesting Rama. Remember, this was already been a couple months ago, I think. Shabbos is called Shabbos Agoro. V'aminig loma b'mincha b'agoda v'tchila savarim ayinu adacha b'kol avonoseinu. Says the Gra, not true. Shemiyos hitchla agula adin kichoso avudavash eino. To mefurish b'mechil to sof pashas bo, shomeni b'resh chodesh tamalom b'yamahu, b'yamahu yochel b'od yom, tama b'avazeh, b'shosh sheish matzu morom b'nochel lefonech. At first, the Vilna Gaon is a pella. The Ramon never said that there's a chiyuv gomer that you can be yotzei a chiyuv in Shabbos Agoro. The technical chiyuv, of course, you can be yotzei, only yotzei, Pesach night. We just saw, right? Leil Tezvav. What's wrong with this minik? So on the simple level, the Ramah say, come on, this kasha is no kasha to begin with. No? Okay, you with me so far? That's what I would have said. Forget about it. Not a kasha to begin with. Not a kasha to begin with. However, we can say that the Ramah, as we say in Yiddish, bavor in the gross kasha. He understood the gross kash, even though it's not a chiyuv. Still, yochel mirash chodesh, yochel bod yom, something you really shouldn't be saying it. So look at this now. Watch. You start avodah mayinu ad lechab b'chol avon oseinu. As he asked last time, what's the next word in Agoda after lechab b'chol avon oseinu? Rabbi Gamliel Omer, I have a kash. You're already saying 90% of magid from avodah mayinu. Till Rabbi Gamliel almost to finish it already. Why did Ramah say to stop? The answer is the Ramah is concerned with the Vilna Gaon's kasha. Not should be saying these things be bod yom. It shouldn't be Rosh Chodesh. He says, you know what? That only goes on what we call the mitzvah of Haggadah. Haggadah is Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That's the real Haggadah. When we spend Rambam writes, "Haminig lomer ha'minicha ha'agoda," he means ha'agoda except for the agoda, the colloquial agoda, but not with the Rambam's agoda, not Rabbi Gamliel lomer, because that's only that's Bavazeh. Other comes from Schira, and that does not connect to matzah at all. And then. So it's a minig. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ah. If that's the case, we can make the following suggestion. That was a chassam sof. Maybe you can be yod to the mitzvah of Sibri, Tzias Mitzrayim, as a mitzvah of Neyatzma, derived from Zochas Yom Hazeh, not do matzah morah. You don't need Shalosh Shematzim Anochel Lefanecha. And you can be Yotzei even earlier, Tosefes Yom Tov. V'gadol Lebincha teaches you Sibris is Mitzrayim as connected to Matzah. And we understand very well that has to be after Tzeis. But the first part could be potentially before Tzeis. That's what the Chasam Sofer suggested. That'd be a tremendous Chiddush that you can say all the way up until Megamliel Omer. When it's still before the Tzeis go home, that'd save a lot of people time and go to sleep earlier. We don't pass in this way, gentlemen. It's just shtickle Torah. We don't pass this way. We pass like the Magen Avraham. Even Kiddush has to wait till Tzeis. So what do you do if you're in a nursing home have all these sadarim. I tell people, start from Nirtza. All the people, they love singing. Start from Nirtza. Mamish. Nirtza is not part of that God. The last part of that God is the fourth cup. So you start singing. Chassal said a Pesach, a little bit hard to sing before you start it, but they don't know what the Nirtza means. Just you can sing that too. We already said in Shabbos HaGadol, something you can say it then too. Shalom Yishalayim, and then whatever else we sing, Ozro of Nisim B'Flayt of Pesach. When else comes out, I don't know what I don't remember, heart. Comes maybe Adir, who comes after that? I don't know. Yechad Miyodeya, Chad Gadya. Oh, wow. That's what you start with. And then, you know, depends how much of a Shas HaTzchak it is. If you're able to, then after that you start, serve the rest of the meal. These people, even though ideally you're supposed to have matzah b'tayyavim, we're not talking about a deal situation. They're not going to have to fall asleep. So you can give them whatever chicken or whatever else you want to give them, whatever you want to give them, whatever they eat, potatoes. And then as soon as it gets dark, even the earliest taste, you say Kiddush. Kiddush goes very quick. Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, but you can cut out certain things. Can I get a Haggadah on the screen? Impossible. Oh, in the Rambam. On the contrary. In the Rambam, I'll show you what you can skip. The best place to find is in the Rambam. The Rambam skips certain. Whatever Rambam skips, you can skip. Not you at home, but you when you're in the nursing home, when there's a Shas HaTzchak. The Rambam is, this is in Hilchos Chomer Sumasa, right? It's Rambam, I'm pretty sure it's Haggadah there. At the end of it. Where are we? Nusach Haggadah. There it is. Nusach Haggadah. Watch. Okay, holach manya. Okay, manishtana. Avodah mayinu. Maestro Rebbe Lezer. Obelazer ben Azaria. Baruch hamokom. Chochom. All this. Tchilo over there, Zara. Yeah, Baruch Hashem at Chazon Fushgadol, Yishamda. Wait, did we skip anything yet until now? I don't have my Hagadah. I don't think we skipped anything until now. Tzeil Amad. Mam didn't skip anything. Oy vey. You know what he skips? He skips Tzad HaShvachav. He's Dayenu. You can skip Dayenu. You can sing Dayenu. It's part of Nirtza. Gewaldig. People are going to say, where's Dayenu? It's not part of that God. You can do Dayenu also in Nirtza. Come here, Rama skipped one other thing. I'm not sure. Oh yeah, you know what he skipped? The one he skipped? Watch. He has this. You know what he skipped? He skipped. Maybe not. I'm not sure if you're going to be sorry. Oh, and also he skipped. 50, 10, 50, 10, 200, 2. That he skipped. That you can skip in Gans. The Ram skipped. That saves time. And you can run through this stuff, and then you get to the Matzah, you get to the Mor, you get to the Korach. They already had the suit already. And you get to Afikoman right away, and you get to something in between, and then you have the Birchas HaMazon and the Hallel and the fourth cup, and then you do it pretty quick. Now in every single year, Pesach is daylight savings time. It wasn't always that way. So federal government changed. It used to be some of your Pesach was still in standard time. Now it's always daylight savings time. It's a little bit hard for older people, but if you do these things, if that won't work, you can maybe rely on the Chassam Sefer. Make Kiddush earlier against the Magen Avraham, and go all the way until Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Right? You know, again, with the Nirtza, with all that stuff that we said before, and you start Rabbi Gamliel Omer at Seis, that's the Shas HaTzchak. Because the way they go to the Iker Mitzvah, maybe they were yotzei the zechira part earlier, and if not, even the Mishnah Berurah said the Iker Mitzvah starts from Gamliel Omer. That's in a real Shas HaTzchak, you should do it that way. More than that, I can't do. Okay, Rabbosai? So we cover this. Next Thursday, I was asked to give a special shiur, which will encompass BMP. So I'm going to learn with Chavrusa for a little while with the BMP, Talmidim, when they come. I thought maybe we'd talk about the mitzvah of Hallel. And Maybe the two dinim are halal too. You never know. Everything seems to be a two dinim. Find out. Okay, so we'll believe that we'll do that next Thursday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we'll do Chazara. Bechina will be on Wednesday. It'll be a much shorter. I wrote the Bechis Bechina is half the size of Lent. It's a very short period of time. It didn't, I guess in retrospect, I made a mistake. I should have cut it earlier. I wanted to finish the Inyanim, but it was a mistake in retrospect. It was so much in the last Bechina that people couldn't handle it. And this is such a short Bechina. It was, okay. Not a fatal mistake, but I apologize to the Talmidim that I didn't plan appropriately.